Our next public hearing this evening is case number 12,335. Dennis T. and Mary R. Rogers seek a variance from the front yard setback requirements for proposed garage. Sections 115.25, 115.182 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Country Road and Shortley Road. The 911 address is 20843 Country Road, Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 133, Map 5, Parcel 33.19. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 20-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback from Country Road for a proposed pole building. Staff would note that we've received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Dennis T. Rogers, 20843 Country Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
And that's all. Are you planning to testify too? Come on up. We'll get you sworn in too. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Rogers, 2843 Country Road, Georgetown, Delaware, 19947.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I'm requesting from the board a variance for a side, which I thought was originally a side offset to the property, since the house does face Shortley Road. And then when I came in for the application variance, I was informed that, oh, actually that's the front of the property since it is addressed off of Country Road. So which changed it to a 40-foot offset requirement. So when we originally built the house, the builder, I was all under the impression that that was a side offset, and it was noted that there was a proposed building that was going to come in. Once it got figured out that it was going to be a 30 by 36, I knew it was going to be too close to even the 15 foot based on the skew of the building in relationship to the access road, which is Country Road, to the property which is behind us, which is owned by her mother and father, which we purchased and built our house a few years ago. So to go through the uniqueness of the property and a criteria, the house on the property faces Shortley Road but is accessed by a driveway on Country Road. Country Road is also the access lane to the property to the rear, which is owned by relatives, my in-laws, my wife's parents. Since the driveway is entering from Country Road to the side of the house, it poses a unique situation for proposed pole barn, which is now the front of the house, or front of the property. Proposed location of the building would be the only logical area within the plot that would accommodate the pole barn without interference to the existing facilities, such as the septic system, drainage swale, and any usable backyard. Because the house, well, septic were engineered by the builder to best fit the surrounding conditions and lot configuration to maximize available space, and the current condition was not created by myself. Placement of the proposed pole barn will not affect or alter the character of the neighborhood or impact future development of adjoining properties, nor be an impact to public welfare. There are an existing, as you can see, a commercial building beside there, which is metal. There's a barn to the back left part of the property, which is a metal building, and other structures that match the proposed building is going to match the doors to the house, the colors of the house. And we're requesting from the Sussex County Board of Adjustments that a minimum 10-foot offset variance be considered for this location.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board?
Could you have made this smaller?
Could I? Probably could have.
Were you using it for
a
storm?
Well, yeah, it's a two-car garage, and it will line up into the existing driveway. The doors will line up into the existing driveway, and an entry door, man door, to the existing sidewalk that we have. As far as making it smaller, You know, I'm not sure, you know, it may just, it would probably turn out to be a one-car garage then, at that point. And so on the original plot, you know, even in the proposed location, I thought it said 10, but it might have said 18, but I know that the offset is 15 on the side. And then realizing, once I came into the office here, that that's supposedly the front, and that's 40 foot, which would put it way, almost behind the house. I do have a picture of a proposed, where the proposed building goes, and I don't have it on here, of course, but I believe it shows, yes, where the proposed is with the driveway and existing and all.
So you're bunting right up to your driveway, so you can go in right into it?
Correct, correct. And so the access road that is Country Road is access for us and our in-laws behind us. Or their property. And that is, that has a offset of like 70 foot at the front of the roadway at shortly, and narrows back to about 50 foot for the remainder of it. So proposed to the neighboring property line on the same side of the house, is it'll be about 60 foot plus.
Well, he doesn't have a whole lot of room. He's got a tax ditch, or it looks like a tax ditch setback.
Pushed it back any further, it'll be on the house.
And maybe explain this, if you did, I apologize. Mm-hmm. If in order to be in compliance and not here this evening, what would the size of the building have to be?
So, to assist, the property fronts onto Country Road, which, although we heard testimony, was 40 feet.
Yeah, that's what it says in the permit I received.
So, foot. Do you have a copy of the permit that you have there?
Yes.
But it would be helpful to show that. See, if Country Road is not a numbered road, the front yard setback from Country Road would be 30 feet, if not 40. And then the front corner wouldn't come into play on this, because that would be shortly road. That's why I'm just puzzled as to the 40 feet.
Yeah, that's a private road, isn't
it? If Country Road is not a numbered road, then it's...
No, it's not. It's private.
It is private.
Yes, correct. Not confined to that area.
I knew that.
Oh, it's a private area.
You forgot it, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, so, is this a spec? Can I
yes,
take this? Yeah, so... So just reading this building permit, it does say 40 in the front yard setback, but it looks as if the permit techs have completed this, because this wouldn't have gone through staff, this wouldn't have gone through planning, because it's an accessory structure. It looks like they've given it a front yard setback of 40 from shortly, so they haven't appreciated the fact that the building is accessed and addressed onto Country. Right. So although it says 40,
right.
This is...
At that time, when I came into the office...
Microphone.
When I came in to ask about the variance, knowing that I thought it was 15 foot and they needed closer, actually 11, and so I was asking for 10, is when I was told by the receptionist, hey, that's actually the front of your yard, so it's you got a 40 foot offset.
Because
it was Country Road.
I believe that's incorrect. The property's accessed and addressed off Country Road, which is not a numbered road. Shortly Road is a numbered road, so the front becomes Country Road.
So if it is 30 feet, does he have to have a variance?
Yes. Okay. Because the front yard is Country. Now, if it had been the inverse, where the front yard was shortly, he'd have a 40-foot setback there and a 15 off a Country Road. He still would need a variance from that because he'd be within the 15-foot setback there.
Correct.
And perhaps, if I may, Mr. Chair, maybe something that might be a little helpful to the discussion as well. Your survey here that shows the proposed dwelling, I just want to go over it real quickly because there were some things that jumped out at me, and it sounds like perhaps some of the other board members as well. If you wish to come up, you can. We've got a microphone right here. So I see that you've got your well here in the front yard.
Correct.
and I see that your septic's quite a bit in the rear.
Correct.
And I presume there needed to be a sufficient distance between the two for yes. placement purposes?
Correct.
So did that limit the area where the home could have been placed?
Yes, and because of this line here, which is actually a drainage swale,
uh-huh.
it goes over to this tax ditch here.
So you have a swale to the south part of the property and a drainage swale that separates where the sewer, the septic would be in the home.
Correct.
Also.
Okay. Yes.
All right, so I'm guessing because of that, the pole barn can't be pushed back further to the center of the property because of that swale?
Right.
Is that right?
If I pushed it back, then it would be behind the house, and then I wouldn't be able to access through the driveway.
And it looks like, I see number 8 here, it looks like a building sewer pipe. Is that
correct.
Where the sewer line runs in, perhaps,
no,
right there?
This line was put in there for the proposed pole barn.
Okay.
Which, right. And it does mention it up here that I can't put a full bath in there or anything like that or make it a dwelling, but I could put a half bath.
Okay.
So it was already pre-planned along with the pole barn that it was placed
okay.
at the time of the build.
All right, thank you.
Are there any other questions from members of the board?
Well, yes, I still need clarification. If we have 30 foot off of country.
So if I can assist, so within the file, I can take a copy and pass it along. You may have seen a copy of the applicant's construction plat. And yes, you have received a color copy. So it is a scale plan for, it looks as if this was a scale plan for when the dwelling was constructed. And the future pole barn, and this is where it gets a bit confusing, is that the surveyors and engineers' annotations for the future pole barn actually say that future pole barn was proposed to be 16 feet back, which still would have needed a variance. But then the hand-drawn annotations, where you have an arrow saying requesting a 10-foot offset,
right.
show that the setback, and this is where I believe there's an error in the hand-drawn annotations, say that the future pole barn is to be 36 by 30, and the setback is shown to be 10 feet, and that's drawn in blue with a dashed line. So if the front yard setback from that right-of-way line there, or that street line, is going to be 10 feet and the requirement is 30, then you require a variance of 20 feet from the required 30 feet in
okay.
order to site it within 10 feet of that lot line.
Okay.
I also think that the aerial photo here doesn't...
Right. And see, I didn't know anything about the 30. I just read the permit, it said 40, mm-hmm. so...
So the little dash, is that your lean-to part that you want on the front?
Correct.
I think that by hand-drawing the blue dashed lines on there, clearly not in the correct position, I think causes some considerable confusion.
Well, let me see my blue lines.
May I? So just to walk you through that one more time, so the engineer's scale drawing shows that to be 16, but then you've drawn that as 36 by 30. But your manual annotation
no.
says that there to there is 10, but that can't be right because that's 16.
Right,
so.
Because it was originally, this was set up as 30 by 40, dropped it down to 36, and so, yes.
So you requested 20 from the 30, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes.
So you want
so
it to be 10?
I need 10 foot from the property line.
Okay,
also.
So although the drawing is, I appreciate confusing. I think we have clarified that the request is for a variance of 20 feet from the required 30.
So you dropped your size of the building down already?
Yes. Yes. Originally, it planned for 30 by 40.
Okay.
Yes.
So my original question was, what would the size of the building have to be? It would have to be 20 feet smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
What the building would have to be reduced by?
That's all I wanted to know. What would the size of the building have to be in order to be in compliance?
My apologies. I misunderstood the question.
So. I'm sure I misrepresented the question. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Ma'am, would you like to speak?
Yes, I would. I have the property next to them.
Ma'am, we'll get your testimony in a second.
I have the property next to them.
Okay. Well, can you get, we'll get your name, address?
My name and address.
And then we'll swear you in, and you can testify how you wish.
I'm Betty Marker. I live at 25,000 Shortley Road, Georgetown.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear it's whole truth.
And if you have any exhibits, we can take that, or if you wish, you can just go up to the microphone there and testify up there.
They made the statement that they had the swells. The swells, before they put the house there, I had no problems with water on the back part of my property. I have a pipe on the back part of my property that stands up about that tall. Can you see? And it is for my water. And when we now, since they went in, nothing, there's a dip, a swell, or whatever you want to call it, in the ground there. I never had a problem until after they moved in, and there is a pipe about 5 or 6 inches round coming under that ground, that country road that they went ahead and paved. And it was a little dirt road at one time before they moved in. Now it is stone and it's raised. And it's when the water, when we had, what was it, Sandy? Which one was it that was so bad that tore up stuff in Seaford and all around? The roads and the railroads and all. I had no problem when I came home from leaving the area to get away from the storm. When I came home, we had no water on the back of our property. Now, every time we get any kind of big storm, I have water on the back part of my property over by that pipe. And it's, and that pipe goes under that road where the swell is. If they could fill that swell in and it wouldn't leave water on my property in the back, I don't think they were aware that it was happening. But I have a problem if they're going to build something there and not take care of that swell, or swell, or whatever you call it. I just have no problems with the with the garage. But I don't want anything that's going to be built up to the point like your house had been. Was up so high, and then when the water runs off, it runs off on my property. I've been there since 2006. And all of a sudden, when we get these storms, after they've moved in, I've got the water in the back part of my property. And it's not just a little bit of water, it's quite a bit. So.
Which parcel is yours on the map there?
On the opposite side of the
right there?
Country road, yes.
Right there.
Yes.
Ma'am.
And I can show you right where the, right up there is where the pipe is. And my sewer thing is over here. There's a little thing that.
Well, they're on this side.
I know they're on this side. They're over here, but they've got right here, they've got a pipe that runs under the ground, and the swell is right in that same area. There's a dip in that. I looked at it today and I thought, between the pipe coming under every time the rain comes down, and it when the rain comes down really hard, between that pipe running under the road and that swell and their property being up high, it all comes down on my back part of my land. They have put trees in there, and the trees probably need that water to, and it probably deters that water some. But that's all I've got to say.
Is that road, that row of trees, is that on you, on your side? Is that your trees?
That's their trees.
Okay.
Ma'am?
Yes?
The pipe, it goes underneath the road and into your property?
Uh-huh. It comes to the edge of my property.
And there's a ditch on the opposite side, yeah?
Tax ditch.
There's a tax ditch. Yes. There's a tax ditch over here.
This side.
Over here? Where is it, Ralph?
That property.
The tax ditch is on the left side of their property.
Yeah.
Over
here.
Over here.
Next to Wilson Bakers, or between Wilson Bakers. Between Wilson Bakers and their property.
Is the tax ditch.
Is the tax ditch.
And they run the water the opposite way.
Excuse me?
And they run the water the opposite way instead of to the ditch.
No.
It's not.
If you'd like, sir, if you'd like to speak, you need to come forward and be sworn in.
Okay.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Ralph Clausen. I live at 2490 Shortley Road, which is not showed on there. I'm just to the that big house right there with on the 5.6 acres.
And you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth?
I do.
Nothing but the truth.
I do.
If you wish to go to the podium, you can do that, sir.
Okay, there's a tax ditch runs along there behind their property. And there's an easement.
It's on the left side of their property.
Is that right? Isn't there a tax ditch there?
Yeah, it's called Horsey Ditch.
Horsey Ditch. It's a tax ditch. And her water always ran into that tax ditch. And then, of course, they didn't put the road in, but the road was put in. I guess they put a too small pipe, and now water does back up on her property.
And do you have a tax ditch committee for that tax ditch?
There is. Yeah.
Oh, is there?
And
there is.
They have a yearly meeting?
I think they do. I don't go to it.
Well,
every 4 or 5 years, they go ahead and cut the ditch banks and everything along the woods.
So I would reach out to your tax ditch managers and let them know that there's an issue, that your property, you're paying tax ditch tax, and that that it needs to be addressed.
My property is on a summit. My property drains both ways. I'm 300 feet from that tax ditch and 300 feet from another tax ditch. So I don't have any pipe. I got a town section, but everything towards that drains to that tax ditch that my sister lives in.
So to fix this problem, I believe that you need to contact your tax ditch managers.
No. Country Road now has a pipe where it used to be a swale. And now the pipe is not big enough to take all the water away like it used to.
But if you contact that tax ditch committee, those managers, they will come out because your water is supposed to go towards the tax ditch.
Hers is.
Yes.
Yes.
And that you need to contact those people.
Sir. But if they fill in the swale that goes there, there's no way it's going to flow to it. And I'm not saying you're filling that swale in. I don't know where. So that might be a problem.
All attention needs to come to us.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Because we're the ones that are going to vote this up or down or defer it.
Okay, sir. Ma'am?
Sir.
Yeah, ma'am.
Sir.
You're fine.
Yes.
Can you go back up? I got a little bit confused here now. Can you go back there and show where that tax ditch is at?
Can I?
It's right along the property line.
Okay.
So what they're talking about is, here is a little tiny loop before us, this road was put in. It goes back
before
my parents. All we did was stone it because the mud here in this county, it shifts down. So the little blue thing that they're talking about sits right here, and the swale comes down, and the tack stitch is right here, which I've called twice on it. We do not have a tack stitch place to even go. In fact, I've called the mosquitoes for the whole community, and the people that have the horses next to us, Mr. Jim James has called, and we can't get anybody out because there's no committee. But what happened, we had so much rain, is that this all flooded up into our house, and it backed up, and what she was talking about is when we had that really bad rain, they only had one shed, and it did back up in here, and it backed up into almost our house. And so my husband opened this drain, made it deeper so that this could go more down here, but now the tack stitch is higher here than here, so all the water just bellows up and it can't go out. And I've actually gone and taken the hole, they have this hole here, pulled plastic and everything from the ditch that goes under the road, because it doesn't go back this way. So all the trash I pull from here almost every week that can, if the rain comes, I pull it so that at least the water can go down into there, because this tack stitch does not work. It also fills with water, and it can fill up Baker's all the way to his back, and he has two old trucks sitting here. It actually covered their wheels last time it rained.
Okay, thank you.
The only thing Bob's concerned about is, I wanted to testify, there is a tack stitch there. And whether they clean it or not, I don't know.
But what, they've asked to put this pole barn there. What's that got to do with all of this flooding?
I'm not sure. On the map, you're not showing us where the pole barn is in reference to that.
It's going to be next to their house.
It's not in the swale area, what you're saying?
No.
Okay. That's well. She was trying to explain to you, and you asked me to get up here and tell you about the tax.
Yeah, it's not going to be in the swale area.
Okay.
It would be to the...
Where is it going to be? Up here?
They're not showing me.
Up here?
No. Ma'am, here, I'll show you. If you could come right here. And sir, if you would as well.
Okay.
This is the survey that they've showed us. Now, this is not the exact location, but the swale is here.
Right. Okay.
The pole barn would be over in this area. This is not exact, but this is the area it would be located in.
Okay.
All right. So that said, do you have a problem with the pole barn being in that area here if it's not in the swale?
No.
Okay.
No. If it's not in the swale, I have no problem.
Okay.
Because I know that the only thing is, when they build that up to put that there and put the cement on top of the ground there, like they had built this up, it makes the water drain down to my house again.
I understand. What we have before us is a variance request whether this pole barn can be closer to Country Road than is allowable by code.
That's what I thought.
So if what I'm hearing from you is that you do not object to the pole barn being in the front yard setback, provided it does not go into the swale. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. That's all we need to know.
You've got two neighbors saying that. No problem.
Very good. We just need the clarification. Thank you very much.
And Chair, if I could just assist, just following on from that conversation. So while we've been talking, we've overlaid the tax ditch right-of-way areas and the easements. You can see the orange lines, which show the distance. That's the easement from top of bank, TOB. It does run at the rear of this lot line, not the front. So whilst there is a ditch running in this lot along Country Road, it does not appear to be within the right-of-way or management area of the actual tax ditch. I suspect it probably does flow into the tax ditch, so that is something to consider. But if you look on screen, you can see the orange lines, which all run along the rear of this lot, and that is prong number. I can't see the number of it. Prong 4 of horse pound. So, and that's shown on screen. So.
Yeah. Okay. There's no one else in opposition of the application. I will move to close the hearing. And then I will entertain a motion. Oh, did you have any questions?
I do not, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yep, I'll entertain a motion.
And might I suggest that the opposition has expressed concern about the being located in the swale, and while the what Mr. Whitehouse has shown, that doesn't appear to necessarily be the tax ditch. So, you know, that could be something the board wished to consider about the location of it, just to make sure it's not in the swale.
I mean, a swale is on his property. He could put a swale in it where he wants to on his property. That's his property. He could put the swale there. And but he's getting water away from his house. So, I mean, for a swale.
Okay. So I'd like to entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve case number 12335 for Dennis and Mary Rogers. Feel they've met all five, is that correct? All five of the reasons that need to be made for a variance.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Carson?
Voting no.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. excuse me, Corman?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 4-1, your motion or your application is approved. We will, if you would call the office tomorrow, we will give you someone to talk to at the tax ditch department of Demarec.
I talked to them twice.
Michelle Garner.
Yes, and they come out and they said that because they had no meeting, we don't have a meeting, that they don't have the people to do the ditch, not even to come out and take a look. But they did send someone out for the mosquitoes because they don't want the mosquitoes to get so bad because the water in that tax ditch was murky. So they said that they would try to keep an eye on it, and that's the best they could do for right now.
Well, I would say that you two, as property owners, you could step up and be managers and secretary treasurer of the tax ditch and get it working again. So you could volunteer to be an active role in the decisions of the ditch.
So the ditch is cut and maintained?
No, not that one. It hasn't been touched since we've been there.
You pay taxes on it?
Yes, sir. That's what I told him.
The ditch behind the property, the one the other gentleman was discussing, that has been cut pretty much every year.
Do you have the number for Michelle Garner?
If you call the office tomorrow, Mr. Whitehouse will get that for you. Okay? Please?
Okay.
We're going to take a 10-minute recess.